天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师带领我们分享了有关诗篇第十四篇中的信息，里边讲到人的罪恶与叛逆，那么神会如何审判呢？我们应该怎样做才能在审判之时毫无羞愧呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in.
欢迎你收听今天的节目。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你今天刚开始收听我们的节目，
We are in the second half of Psalm 14.
我们在讲的是诗篇第十四篇的下半部分。
In the last message,
在上一讲的信息里，
We discussed the inevitable chaos which comes immediately before God's judgment.
我们讲到神的审判就要来临之前，必然会出现一片乱象。
We learned that God allowed David to peer into his heavenly courts.
当神允许大卫窥见天堂法庭以后，
And then David begins to understand the need for God's judgment.
大卫就开始明白神的审判有其必要性。
I asked you to imagine a courtroom with God as the judge.
上次我请你想象一下，在那个法庭中，神作为大法官。
And mankind as the accused.
而人类是被告。
The Bible said that fools are those who deny God.
圣经中说，愚顽人拒绝神。
And one day these people will stand in judgment before God.
有一天，这些人将站在神的面前接受审判。
So we come to the time in the court case where the accusation sticks to the accused.
那一时刻，在法庭上，被告遭到了指控。
Here we see the summons has been vindicated.
指控已被证实了。
Here we see the witness to be impeccable.
证人是无可挑剔的。
We see the evidence to be overwhelming.
证据是不可辩驳的。
Those who have depraved minds are willful and deliberate in their choice.
那些灵魂堕落的人，他们的选择是经过深思熟虑的。
And Paul supports this both in Romans chapter 1 and chapter 3.
保罗在罗马书一章和三章中都证明了这一点。
He said, the evidences of God's presence are everywhere in creation.
他说神存在的证据在他的创造中随处可见。
But man in his depravity,
而人因为堕落的缘故,
has refused to see God, let alone obey God and worship God.
拒绝相信神,更不用说顺服和敬拜神了。
So you see the heavenly summons,
好，你已经明白了天堂的传讯。
Now I want you to see the heavenly summation.
现在我想让你来看看天堂的结案陈词。
It is found in verse 4 of Psalm 14.
它就在诗篇十四篇第四节。
I don't want you to miss this, my listening friend.
我亲爱的朋友，在这里请你特别留意。
When we talk about the justice of God and the judgment of God,
当我们谈到神的公义和审判的时候，
God's judgment is not arbitrary.
我们明白神的审判不是武断的。
God's judgment is not capricious.
神的审判不是反复无常的。
I don't want you to miss it here in verse 4. Look at it very carefully.
请你特别留意，我们一起仔细的来看第四节。
You cannot miss the fact that the judge is grieving.
事实上，你要知道，这位大法官是忧伤的。
You cannot miss how the judge is sorrowful.
你要知道，这位大法官是悲痛的。
You cannot miss how the judge has a broken heart.
你要知道，这位大法官心都碎了。
Listen to what it says.
听一听经上怎么说。
Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge?
作孽的都没有知识吗？
The word for iniquity that is used is the same word used in the Old Testament to denote Israel's perversion.
作孽这个词与旧约中形容以色列人的败坏是同一个词。
What was Israel's perversion?
那么以色列人的败坏是指什么呢？
Israel angered God by bowing to him only on the Sabbath.
他们惹动神的怒气是因为以色列人只在安息日敬拜他。
But for the rest of the week, they were bowing to Baal.
他们在其他的时候所拜的是巴利。
That was Israel's perversion.
这就是以色列人的败坏。
That's the idolatry.
这就是拜偶像。
Is God angry at the unfaithfulness of his people today?
今天神会对他子民的不忠诚感到愤怒吗？
Of course he is.
他当然会。
Is God angry at the lack of righteousness on the part of his people today?
今天神会对他子民缺乏公义感到愤怒吗？
Of course he is.
他当然会。
So many churchgoers bow to Jesus on Sunday.
许多经常上教堂的人只在星期天敬拜耶稣。
And then they bow to money for the rest of the week.
而平时他们所拜的是金钱。
And so the summation of the heavenly court is given.
天堂法庭的审讯已做出总结。
And it sets the stage for the coming judgment.
一切已准备好判决了。
And we see the judge pronouncing his sentence in verse 5.
在第五节中我们看到的是大法官在宣读他的判决。
What is his sentence?
他的判决是什么呢？
Here's what he said.
他是这样说的。
Fear and dread will be their life's companion.
他们在那里大大的害怕。
That is the sentence.
这就是判决。
Fear and dread will be their life's companion.
他们在那里大大的害怕。
Why does he say this?
神为什么这样说呢？
Because no one can save themselves.
因为没有人能救自己。
No one will have an excuse.
没有人能够推诿。
Because no one can placate themselves from God's judgment.
没人能让自己在神的审判中自圆其说。
No one can stand in his or her own defense.
没人能为自己辩护。
Because there is no one who can stand in another person's defense.
也没人能为他人辩护。
Therefore, the verdict is a life of restlessness and fear.
因此，判决就是永远的不安和恐惧。
And an eternal life of torment.
是在永恒里的煎熬。
That is the sentence.
这就是判决。
No wonder we try so hard to find a cure to every sickness.
难怪我们总是千方百计地去寻找治病的良方。
No wonder we struggle to find solution to every problem.
难怪我们总是努力地去解决各种问题。
No wonder we are trying to find a means of escape in every challenge.
难怪我们总是试图去回避挑战。
No wonder we are trying to create a diversion to every stress.
难怪我们总是想转移所受到的压力。
No wonder we are trying to run away from life's demands.
难怪我们总是试图逃避生活中的职责。
Because man is under a sentence of restlessness.
因为人已被宣判将不得安息。
A sentence of fear and dread.
人已被宣判将大大的害怕。
A sentence of eternity in torment.
人已被宣判将在永恒里受折磨。
But you know what, my listening friends?
然而，我亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？
Had the psalm finished on verse 6,
如果这篇诗在第六节就结束的话，
It would have been the most depressing passage in the entire Bible.
这将是整本圣经中最让人沮丧的一段信息了。
But thank God it does not end on verse 6.
但感谢神，他没有在第六节就结束。
Listen very carefully, my listening friend, to what I'm going to tell you regarding verse 7.
我亲爱的朋友，在我跟你分享第七节的时候，请你特别留意。
If you miss verse 7, you will miss the whole point.
因为如果你漏掉了第七节，你将错过整篇信息的重点。
In fact, you will be thoroughly confused.
你会感到困惑不已。
Because the first six verses of Psalm 14 are like a house that has no roof.
因为诗篇十四篇的前六节就好像一座没有封顶的房子。
It's like the first act of a play.
也好比是一部戏的序幕。
You must understand verse 7.
你一定要弄明白第七节所讲的。
Because verse 7 is the good news.
因为第七节讲的是好消息。
There is a dramatic movement here.
在这里有一个戏剧性的转变。
The judge has already pronounced the verdict and made the sentence.
大法官已经宣读了他的判决。
And the courts of heaven have adjourned.
天堂的法庭已经休庭。
The verdict was given.
判决已经下达。
The accused have been escorted out of the court.
被告已经被押解下庭。
Then all of a sudden, the judge reconvenes the court.
忽然间，大法官重新召集开庭。
All of a sudden, we see new evidence come into light.
忽然间又有新的证据出现。
All of a sudden, new wonderful truth has been injected into the trial.
忽然间，审判中加入了新的奇妙事实。
All of a sudden, new hope for the sentenced has been found.
忽然间，那些被判有罪的找到了新的希望。
Listen carefully to verse 7.
请仔细听第七节。
Oh, that the salvation of God would come out of Zion.
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
What is happening here?
在这里发生了什么呢？
The judge has suspended the sentence for a period.
大法官决定将判决缓期执行。
Why did he do this?
他为什么要这么做呢？
The judge wanted to see if anyone would avail themselves to this wonderful new opportunity.
因为大法官想看看是否有人愿意抓住这个新的神奇的机会。
The judge will give all people the opportunity to be delivered from this sentence.
大法官愿意再给所有人一次机会，把他们从这个判决中解救出来。
To be delivered from this eternal sentence.
从这个永恒的判决中解救出来。
The judge has ordered a stay of execution.
大法官已经下达了缓刑的指令。
The judge will wait to see if anyone will accept the pardon that is offered by him.
大法官愿意等待，看看是否有人愿意接受他所给予的赦罪之恩。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请你留意。
On the day of judgment,
在审判日那一天，
nothing and no one can deliver you except Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督以外，没有任何人、任何事能够解救你。
Indifference under the guise of ignorance will not defend you.
他们假装不知道，其实是漠不关心，他们不会为你辩护的。
Excuses such as what will happen to those who have never heard will not work.
没有听到福音的人会怎样呢？这样的借口不能起作用。
Denominational loyalty will not speak for you.
对宗派的忠诚也不会成为你的得救的条件。
There is only one who can speak for you.
只有一位能替你陈词。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
There is only one who can defend you.
只有一位能替你辩护。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
There is only one who can pronounce you guiltless.
只有一位能宣布你无罪。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
And God has already said,
因为神已经说过了。
There is no condemnation upon those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
If you have never cried to Jesus to cover you from the judgment to come,
如果你从来没有呼求过耶稣，请他在将来的审判中为你辩护。
You can do that today.
那么你今天就可以这么做。
That's what verse 7 is all about.
这就是第七节所要告诉我们的。
Who came from Zion but the virgin born?
谁是那位从锡安而出的呢？除了那位由童贞女所生。
The son of David, God's anointed Messiah.
大卫的子孙，神所告立的弥赛亚之外，还有谁呢？
Through him there will be salvation.
只有通过他，我们才能得到救恩。
If the coming judgment creates a dread in your life,
如果那将来的审判使你产生了恐惧，
If the thought of the coming judgment causes discomfort in your heart,
如果一想到那将要来的审判就让你的心里不安，
Chances are you have not submitted to the only one who can save you on the day of judgment.
很有可能是因为你还没有向那位能在审判日解救你的主降服。
But you can do that today.
但你今天就可以这么做。
You can submit to him today.
你今天就可以向他降服。
You can invite him into your life today.
你今天就可以邀请他进入到你的生命里。
You can accept his seeking after you today.
你今天就可以回应他对你的找寻。
And I have a word for those who love the Lord Jesus.
让我告诉你，那些爱主耶稣的人将如何。
For those of us who adore the Lord Jesus.
对那些仰慕主耶稣的人说，
His return is not a day of dread, but a great day of rejoicing.
他再来的日子不是一个可怕的日子，而是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a day that will scare and frighten us.
主耶稣再来的日子不是让我们恐惧战惊的日子。
It will be a day of jubilation.
而是一个值得庆祝的日子。
We cannot wait until he comes back.
我们急切盼望着他的再来。
The return of the Lord Jesus Christ will be a day of celebration for all who put their trust in Jesus.
主耶稣基督再来的日子将是所有信靠耶稣的人在一起欢庆的日子。
I'm looking forward to that day.
我渴望那一天的到来。
Not dreading it.
丝毫没有恐惧。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because those who are in Christ Jesus,
因为那些相信耶稣基督的人
have passed from judgment into life.
他们不需要经过审判就可进入永恒。
And so can you.
而你也可以。
You can do it today.
你今天就可以相信他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
If any one of you would say,
如果你们中间有人说，
I have sought after God for so long, and I can't find peace.
长久以来，我一直在寻找神，却得不到平安。
It is because you have not responded to his seeking.
那是因为你没有对他的找寻做出回应。
Today, you can surrender and stop running.
今天你可以来顺服，不要再逃避。
You can say to him,
你可以对他说，
Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life.
主耶稣基督，请进入到我的生命里。
I repent of my sins.
我为自己的罪忏悔。
I receive you as the Savior of my soul and the Lord of my life.
我愿意接受你作为我灵魂的救主和生命的主。
Fill me with the joy unspeakable.
让喜乐大大的充满我。
Deliver me from that fear and dread.
把我从恐惧战惊中释放出来。
Let me be assured from your word.
让我从你的话语中得到确据。
That your time of return is a time of rejoicing.
你再来的日子是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
In your name I pray, Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer, we look forward to hearing from you.
如果刚才你和我们一同祷告了，我们盼望你能告诉我们这好消息。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。的确，除了耶稣以外，天上地下别无拯救。无论在我们人眼中去看，有些人是多么的忠诚，有些人或许还没有听到过福音，可是正如麦克牧师所讲的，这些都不是借口。那在这里呢，小环鼓励大家赶快动起来，向那些周围还没有听到过福音的人来传讲天国的福音。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
自己。